Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Maid Cotton, Perik Beis, Mishnah, Mechapenes Akzias Bekash. These are figs that are spread out on the field in order to dry. Now I'm scared it's going to start raining on them and it's going to ruin them. So I can cover them with straw and chalamayit. Even though this is a thick straw, which is used sometimes for building. Mechapen, you can cover it, Sakatzias. The te'enim that were spread out to dry on the field by Kash with this straw, because it's a dover of it. If it rains on it, it's going to get ruined. Actually, the Yerushalmi says it's mutter even to uproot the straw, which is connected to the ground because of this, on Chol HaMayit. Rabbi Yehuda is even more lenient. He says, Af Ma'abin. Literally, the word Ma'abin means thick. Av means thick. But what he means to say is you can gather the Te'enim and make like a thick, compact mountain pile. This way, the top ones are automatically covering the bottom ones. It's also in a smaller area, and it'll be easier to cover them. According to the Tanakhama, you can't do this. This is a big tircha. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Moichrei Peiris, those that sell Peiris, Kisus, or sell clothes, Vekelim, or Kelim, Moichrei Bitsin, they can sell it in a discreet way, Litzar Chamayid, for the purpose of Yantiv, but it shouldn't be with a piercing. It shouldn't be very public. We don't want people to think that there's shopping going on, which is Shaloi Litzar Chamayid. So what am I supposed to do? Either his store is open or closed. How do you do it, Betzina? Well, the answer is, let's say the store is open to a Shusarab, and there are two doors. So you open up one door, and you leave the other door closed. And if the door is not open to a public street, so it's automatically Betznius. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Tzayadim, the hunters, the Dir Malacha is to hunt Chayais and Oifais and fish. Vihada Shoishais. That's from the Lashon of Dosh, to thresh. Dir Malacha is to thresh, and to crush wheat in order to make a certain kind of tavshal out of it. V'hagrasais, dir malach is to grind up certain type of beans in order to make a tavshal out of it called grisin. Oisin betzina, you do it not in a public way, letzarech hamayit, when it's necessary for yantiv. Why can't you do it publicly? Because everyone knows this is what they do for a living, and they're doing a lot of it. People are going to say, they're not doing it for yantiv, they're still working, like any other day. Rabbi Yossi says, Hey Mechmiru al Atzma. In many places, the sellers and the craftsmen, they were machmir on themselves. They would not sell, and they would not do malacha, even betzina, because they didn't want people to think that somehow they're not giving the proper respect for yamtiv. It is brought down a shonar, things that won't last till after yamtiv, like vegetables or fruit, that you can sell even befaresia. There's no chshad, no one's going to think he's buying it for after Yom Tov. It won't last till after Yom Tov. You know you're buying it for Yom Tov. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, you can cover the te'enim that are drying in the field with straw if you're scared the rain may come and ruin it. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can even make a thick pile. Those that sell pay rice, clothes, or kalim can sell it betzina in a discreet way if it's necessary for Yom Tov. Hunters and other people that process different things like wheat and certain types of beans, you make a meichel out of this, they do it in a quiet way, letzar chamayit. We don't want people to think that they're stam working like it was a regular work day. Rabbi Yossi says that they were machmer on themselves, and they said, we're not going to take a chance. People know we do this for a living, and if they see us do it, they're going to think we're stam working. And it's not just letzar chamayit.